Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
I think most people are agreeing with me that it's a fake story. That this lady is just a social media
host. No. I feel bad for her, actually.
Yeah, well, she says she's being shamed, right?
She is. Well, people are calling her a fat whore and stuff. And she's like, wow, all I did was post a picture of my dog, and now people are calling me a fat whore. She's like, she's really sad. Jeez. I looked at her page, and I feel bad for her.
I don't get people. I just don't get people why they go online and just say the crudest, meanest things to people. I don't get it. I don't get you, Texnado. Why you do that to us?
Why you make me so sad? Yeah.
Why you use that language on our Texnado? What if a little kid was in the studio, walked in, saw that language you're using, Texnado?
Can I tell you one thing about your microwave? I read this story, and this makes me really sad. One person said, oh, my gosh, my friend's six-year-old daughter microwaved her pet bunny to dry it off after she gave it a bath, and it exploded in the microwave. And they sold it on Craigslist.
Yeah, they normally don't have that bunny button on there. Like the popcorn. They don't have a, what?
They have poultry.
They have poultry, meat.
Right, meat.
Frozen.
Right.
You can do frozen.
Right.
There's
no wildlife.
No bunny button.
Microwave is horrible for you to say right now.
Why is that?
I'm troubled by this text.
No, there is no bunny.
Oh my God.
On the microwave. I said. Then Jamie.
This is a true story.
Jamie told me about it.
My sister.
You gotta hear this. This is crazy.
This one is like, I don't know if I'd even say this about my family member.
My sister was like 7 years old, 7 or 8 years old. And we had a couple of goldfish. The black ones with the big eyes, yeah. Mollies or whatever.
Yeah, they're called
something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We had those and I loved my fish. And we both had, she had one and I had another, Laverne and Shirley.
Oh.
So cute, right? Yeah, we had our two fish and my sister decided they needed a bath.
Oh,
you get that? So, the goldfish need a bath.
So I remember her convincing me. I'm 4 or 5 because I barely remember it. But she picked it up with a scooper, the net.
Yeah.
And she told me it needed a bath. And then we took Palmolive and she handed me a fish. And it was like all over my hand. I was trying to squeeze it. She squirted Palmolive in my hand and we took a little loofah.
Did the fish die? Yeah.
It lasted. You would be surprised. It lasted a couple hours.
He was out of water.
I know, but just for a little bit.
Just because you had the faucet on, that's not going to keep the fish alive.
I know, but you would be shocked. We put him back in there, and then it was kind of bubbly and foamy, and my mom came in, and she's like, what in the hell did you guys do? And we're like, we washed the fish. Next thing I know, they ran away.
Yeah. Yep. The old washing the fish story.
It's so sad. That's crazy. It's a true story.
Oh, man, oh, man. All right, speaking of people being angry and stuff, man, oh, man, were you guys upset that the Broncos let that Chad Kelly guy go yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you see all those posts?
I did.
Like, okay, you rushed to judgment. This guy should have been given a day in court before he's let go. Man, people were upset. And I told you yesterday, this Chad Kelly kid was very popular with Bronco fans.
Because of his uncle, right?
No, because in preseason, Jamie, he lit it up.
He was on fire.
Many people thought he's better than what we actually have at quarterback, that this kid should be playing. In fact, it was just about 2 games ago that he came into the game because Case Keenum got hurt. So he only came in for one play because it was almost halftime, only a few seconds left. The crowd went nuts, and they thought that he was going to start the third quarter. Are you following me?
I'm with you.
They come back out, and they put in Case Keenum, and the fans boo him.
Ooh.
At Mile High.
Really?
Because they wanted Chad
Kelly. They wanted Chad back.
Yeah.
But Chad can't because he's wearing a Woody suit and he's getting vacuumed up by people in strange neighborhoods.
People are sucking him up with
a vacuum, and he's like, I don't want to play football. I just want to be sucked by a vacuum.
No, he was being beaten up by a vacuum tube, but that wasn't on game day. He didn't have a Woody suit on game day, Jamie.
That's what made him popular.
No. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I had to chuckle yesterday just listening to this story. About him sitting on stranger's couch
in an outfit,
mumbling incoherently in a Woody outfit from Toy Story
while being beaten over the head with a plastic vacuum thing. I mean, the whole picture is like a damn movie.
It's like, oh man, how do you explain that? So let's see if you get picked up by the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah,
what happened down there in Denver? Well,
I feel like he's in his Woody costume right now in the corner in a fetal position. So sad. Just so sad.
Do you tell the Eagles or the New York Giants your story?
And you know, when my son was hit in the face with a power washer, the force of a power washer, and it took out his eye. Well, my son has literally PTSD from power washers. He can't be around them. He really can't.
I imagine that.
I feel like Chad can't be around vacuums.
He's a hardwood floor guy for life now.
And I got a feeling, too, he will never, ever watch Toy Story again.
Ever.
After the Woody incident.
The whole thing is horrible. Oh, poor Chad.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.